Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The snow is long gone, which means today is a day to shovel, salt, and plow. Chicagoan Brody Friend was out in yesterday's winter storm. He tells CBS 2.
I need a wash.
I think I see tears coming out of your eyes.
That's okay. I'm just crying for Mother Nature, that's all.
The National Weather Service says 2.1 inches of snow recorded at O'Hare as of midnight, but we had wind gusts of 50 miles an hour. 1,200 flights were canceled at Chicago airports yesterday. There are some cancellations today. 92 flights at O'Hare, 2 at Midway. Call ahead to your airline for the latest information. High waves punish the Lake Michigan shoreline, flooding beaches and stripping the pavement from the lakeshore bike path. That angle from WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
Video posted on Twitter shows waves crashing down from Lake Michigan into a completely flooded Ellis Park in Evanston. Trees poke out from the water as it surrounds and streams steadily past the park's public restrooms. Reports say that residents at the Windsor Beach Apartments are concerned a rear barrier wall will crumble as the South Shore is battered by the large storm waves. According to the social media post, water is already in their electric room. Also affected are areas of the bike path along Lakeshore Drive, where video shows the pavement being displaced beneath the waves. There is no word now on an official damage toll. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A soldier from Aurora was killed in an attack in Afghanistan yesterday.
The city of Aurora has confirmed that 21-year-old Miguel Villalon was killed yesterday when the vehicle he was in was struck by an improvised explosive device in Kandahar province. Another service member was also killed. Villalon was a graduate of East Aurora High School. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin issued a statement saying our prayers and condolences are with the family during this tragic time, the mayor adding, the city of light shines much dimmer because of this loss. We'll stand with his family and provide support. Godspeed, young soldier. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
A pair of DeKalb area hospitals have enacted restrictions on patient visitors in order to cut down on exposure to the flu. The Northwest Herald reports Northwestern Medicine Kishwaukee and Northwestern Medicine Valley West Hospital have now set visitor guidelines. Visitors with flu-like symptoms are being told they can't see a patient in the hospital or accompany a patient. Meantime, visitors younger than 18 won't be allowed to visit patients. Another case of whooping cough has been reported at Oak Park and River Forest High School. Families were notified of the diagnosis in a message on Tuesday. There have been 6 cases of the disease at OPRF since November 20th. Illinois is updating its birth certificate system to affirm the gender identities of transgender parents.
The decision to update the birth certificate system comes after a transmasculine person asked to be officially recognized as a father who gave birth to a daughter. A couple approached the Illinois Department of Public Health after their daughter was born last month. They are Miles and Precious Brady Davis. Miles, who carried the child full term, is transmasculine, meaning they were born female, but the gender is masculine. A spokesman for the department said updating the system means it'll no longer automatically name the parent who gives birth as the mother on the birth certificate. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The snow and high winds didn't stop protesters from getting their message out in the loop yesterday. About 1,000 anti-abortion marchers rallied at Daly Plaza for the annual March for Life. They attracted some counter-protesters who peeled off an anti-war rally at the Trump Tower. Tuesday's primetime Jeopardy match will decide if a local man goes home or plays another day.
Naperville native James Holzhauer competed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday against fellow Jeopardy champs Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter in Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time, an event aimed at determining who is the best of the best. The first contestant to win 3 nights earns bragging rights as the greatest of all time and $1 million. The losers get $250,000 each. The next matchup is Tuesday. Jennings of Washington State leads with 2 wins, and behind him with 1 win is Holzhauer, a native of Naperville who lives in Las Vegas. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.